So you are really a conceptual artist in the meaning that's been given to conceptual art.
What's recently. That? You tell me.
Well, you're dealing with ideas and concepts rather than techniques or specific objects.
Techniques have never been important to me because I've since I was very young, I've always had them available. I mean, and I think they seem to become a preoccupation when you, if you have to make an effort to learn them, you become preoccupied. Unless perhaps there's a difference there when it becomes a craft occupation. I'm not sure. Something to think about. Yeah, my interests are those aspects.
Yes.
And
what interests me in this particular work was that there were so many levels of ideas involved in it, and yet they were expressed in a concrete form that would stand up to the context of a gallery. So much of, you know, conceptual art exists in reading the ideas, which are, might be fascinating in themselves, but aren't necessarily attractive or good pieces for a museum or a gallery. But yours did seem to me to have that qualities of having the exciting ideas, or complex of ideas, and yet being expressed in concrete forms rather than so many words.
Sure, that's right. Because I'm very much an object maker and an image maker. I'm very much involved in that. But
so you span both worlds.
Oh yes, I think I'm an artist rather than
conceptual
or a sculptor. I mean, because I mean, it's where your ideas, and it's how to illustrate an idea or a concept. It's how to make it concrete or make it obvious.
Yes.
And I mean, and you do it within whichever way it suits it, rather than fitting within a mode or a straitjacket
of a medium or a style. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Of course, mediums are not important to me.
No.
And
so you create your own way of saying this thing that's in your mind.
Yes. Yeah. Yet I love painted images, and I'm particularly attracted to some of your earlier images.
Oh, thank you.
And
how long do you think it will be before your caravan is finished?
Oh, I've given up setting dates because I've done that before, and each date recedes into the past, and that's a bit disturbing. I hope soon. I've just leased a full floor warehouse, a very grand project, and with some friends and my brother, and we're setting up I'm only one of a number of people, but we're setting up a workshop on the ground floor, and that's where I'll finish the physical work on the caravan, and I have a floor as well where I live and work, so that probably after Christmas, that hopefully that will be operative. You know, it won't be finished, but I mean, it's sort of livable at the moment, but that's about it. And so perhaps 12 months, whatever
it
takes.
Yes, yes.